What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Ooh, Jesus.
We literally just got off.
I can't believe it. We got off stage to pod. What are we doing? Y'all can probably hear people in the background. We're literally in the VIP room. Our friends and family are in here.
Still hanging out.
They're clearing out center stage right now. Y'all.
People are still here buying merch. It's crazy.
Like, I don't know. I feel so many things.
What?
I can't believe it's over.
I know. It went by so fast.
It feels like we've been preparing for 3 months to be on stage for 3 minutes.
We've been preparing for this for...
Really? We said a year ago, we're like, our anniversary, we're having a live show.
We didn't say anything. You.
Ooh.
Ooh, we got a guest.
Hold on, y'all, real quick. I know y'all on the pie, so it's like, we're back.
This is going to be a special episode because we are potting in real time. We just got off stage.
Reporting live
in Atlanta, Georgia. And we are going to have so many guests popping in and out, talking about the experience, talking about the impact, talking about just the live show. We're literally in center stage. We just got off stage like 20 minutes ago in front of a mic.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm so proud of us, bro. If you are not in production, if you're not a camera person, if you're not a behind the scenes, you have no idea.
No idea.
What goes into producing a show.
Yeah.
But we did it.
Yeah, for sure.
We did it.
And our first little guest.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What is?
Y'all already have seen her on the Know For Sure podcast, but she is here, y'all. She hopped on stage. She did her little thing. Got so cute. Yeah. You look so cute.
You look so good.
You guys look bomb. I was one of them boobs. You look so good. Like, I was like, Meg with the heels? I was like, is the ones, the Jordans coming out?
Jordan heels?
What is that?
You look so good.
Thank you for being here.
I wasn't going to miss it. I told you I took it off. Yeah. Like, I was like, I have to... Yeah. Like, come in. You know?
She was like, I really want to come and give you and Meg your flowers. Like, legit flowers.
That was so impactful.
And I'm happy I did. It was so impactful. Like, yeah. This guy was talking about, like, you guys are just not trying to come out here and just, like, speak. You guys want it to be an experience.
Yeah.
And a lot of women out there felt the energy. Yeah. Everybody was on the same frequency.
Yeah.
And it was so impactful. I know people left today with a message. Mm. They did.
Yeah. Thank you, V.
Like I said, I decree and I declare it for you guys. Yeah. Like, that it will work out for y'all good.
Yeah.
You look so pretty.
You look so good.
What is going on with y'all?
That's what I be doing with people. I'm like, tell me something else.
No, seriously. I'm so proud of you guys.
I really am.
It's amazing to see. Like, the line was wrapped around when we drove
up. That's crazy,
y'all,
man.
Were showing out. We saw Jersey. Cali.
Orlando.
Orlando.
People came from
New York.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
People from
everywhere.
New York came.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's more people from out of state than it was in Atlanta.
Almost, yeah.
Let me tell you something. We know you could sell out a show easy, right? That's a flyer. But this moment for you hits different because it's a message.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a transition season. We know you could put on a show. We know you could sell out a 5,000 seater. We know that. But this right here is an opener for greater works, for a greater purpose. Like, you're walking into your divine purpose.
Yeah.
This is not play. This is not something that you put together and so I'm going to throw what we're going to. This is not a skit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
God has made room for you with your gift, and your gift is altered. It's like getting up there. Ooh, Lord, you better stop with that goosebump. You see that goosebump? You better stop it. Like, it's leveling up into a space that is like everything. And I'm like, I'm sitting back and I'm gonna show you this, what I gathered. And Meg, you know, I relate a lot because I be in my head a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just showed Billions this a minute ago. Hairstylist, what's up, Billions? focus on the truth.
Mm,
that resonated to me. Because
what is the truth?
What's the truth? And I know what it is.
Yeah.
So whatever's happening here, it's just not so false. Ooh. It's not true. You know, and if it is, cast that down.
Cast it down.
Because that's something that has been in your past, that has tormented you, that has paralyzed you. Yeah. So now when you know the truth, all you gotta do is combat it with a scripture and combat it with some affirmations. I'm blessed, I'm healed, I'm set free, and I'm beautiful.
Yeah. That's it.
So I received that today and I wrote it down and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So again, it was my honor to come here and just give my friends some love and flowers, and just like I said, decree and declare that God will move on your behalf.
Thank you abundantly.
Yeah. You know, I
thank
love
you.
You're so
we
cute.
Love
I love you.
Thank you. That what V is talking about is something that we talked about on stage tonight. Just something that Megan taught me, focusing on the truth.
Oh, Jesus. It helped me.
It's real.
It had a moment sitting.
Mm. Yeah.
Enemy tried when I was sitting and I said, I just told Billions, I said, the truth. I'm going to go home and I'm going to have sweet sleep today.
Yep.
And you know what? And sometimes what's a fact may not be truth.
Yeah.
It might be a fact that I'm depressed right now, but the truth is
I'm
set free.
I have authority over depression.
Yeah. Right.
That's the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to, even though it might be a fact, it don't mean it's true.
Right.
Ooh.
And that's the difference.
And anybody who's dealing with it, you know, false imaginations.
Yeah.
False conversations. Yeah. If it's situations where you're like, well, in your mind, you hear your mom or your dad telling you you're not going to do it, or if you got molested or anything that's still those
lingering,
visions are lingering, just cast it down.
Yeah. Cast it down.
Like you said, focus on the truth. And that's what I left with today.
That's what you took something from.
I did. And I wrote it down.
I love that.
You know,
love
I'm
that
always going to be happy for my peoples. And I love it. And it just makes me look like, you know what? In your comedic world, because that's what I'm in, it's my ministry.
Yeah.
So what I took from it is like, get prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's moving.
Yeah.
You see it on the friends, you see it. So he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you guys. Yeah. He'll do it for the next person.
No respect to the person.
I love it.
Love you.
I love
Thank you.
For Thanks
stopping for
stopping
by.
And call 1-800.
Girl.
Finina. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Like Jane.
Pretty V.
Oh my God, I gotta start a square. Some other faller. Faller. Bye. Love you. Bye, you guys.
We love you.
Don't leave.
Don't leave.
But don't leave the building.
Oh, like, no, I'm finna go out there.
Okay. No, she finna go. Love you, B.
Like, y'all trying to go to Cheetah?
We just got about 30 more minutes.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
Oh, now I ain't gonna do Cheetah.
Okay,
Vina. Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you. You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range
range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
We love you. Oh, look at our friends coming.
Welcome.
Hi.
We got two.
Miss Ernestine and Bree Renee from the A.
Yo, how y'all feeling?
First of all. Make sure y'all talking to Mike.
First of all, wow.
What?
Wow.
What? Wow. Do y'all feel like the superstars that y'all are?
I feel like.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
I'm numb in a good way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't believe it takes so much to prepare for a show like this.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, we keep saying we sold out in 2 days. Yes, that's a blessing. That's great. But when you sell out with no promo, no, we didn't say who's going to be here.
Yeah.
We didn't say what they were getting.
Yeah.
So we could have showed up in lawn chairs if we wanted, but we wanted it to be impactful.
Yeah.
And we wanted to give them an experience and for us to come together and do it down to the neon lights to y'all.
I was going to say, like, shout out to y'all's team, the whole y'all's vision and the team, because when I say from details, from when you walking in, the lighting, the rug.
You big on that too. That's how big.
I'm the producer. No, I'm like, oh, y'all, what is that?
Yep.
Where'd they get that from?
Yeah.
But even just the intention that y'all said into it the entire time. So, like, you know, we talked about me hosting, but like the follow up.
By the way, sorry, y'all, I didn't want to interrupt, but this is Bree Renee from the A and Ernestine, okay?
Yes.
And Ernestine Morrison.
Bree hosted for us tonight and did an amazing job. And Ernestine,
DJ,
that man
moved us. I was on the side like, I can't cry.
What? Ooh. I had fought back tears. I cried a little bit, but I didn't release.
Yeah,
because
I
was like in the moment and I was like, okay, like, but I kept fighting back tears in so many moments.
Man.
I'm like, do I let go or do I just
let it all out there?
It was so powerful.
Thank you.
It was powerful. So powerful,
man.
It was powerful. If you weren't in that room, y'all, try to come to a city. We're not just saying that. We're going to sell out regardless.
Yeah.
God already got that.
I was going to say, it's a spirit. It's an energy.
It's an energy, bro.
Our supporters?
The fan? Like, whoa. Oof. When I tell you, like, I done did strip clubs.
Yeah.
I done did bar mitzvahs. Yeah.
Baby showers.
I done did all lounges, everything, but I've never been in front of a crowd like that. And when I tell you, y'all crowd ride for, like, y'all supporters really truly
ride
love y'all.
Yeah.
And not just y'all, every piece of y'all. They knew Jazz. They knew
They knew the crew.
They knew it was Ernestine's birthday.
Yeah. It was like, happy birthday.
They shouted out my mom.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they knew
it's a family.
Everything. Like,
it's a family. This is a village. This is a village.
It's like, we real cousins.
Yeah.
For real.
What Megan said earlier, you can attest to this and talk about team, we don't want to change our team. When I see this at the Barclays, when I see this in Times Square, when I see this at the Staples Center in LA, I want the same people.
Yeah.
We're Ben.
Yeah.
We're Briette. We're
Ben.
We have built this community over so many years.
Man.
And to be able to get to this point and all of us use our gifts and walk it together.
Yeah.
It's like, Megan ain't playing. She's like, I do not want to change teams, bro.
Right.
Whoever is here, we got to figure it out.
Stay here as a family.
Remind me of our light. What is his name? Oh, yeah. Tyre's our lighting guy. This is the first time we've worked with Tyre, but I was just like, the way everybody was moving, like, And we were praying over that. I was like, let us operate in a spirit of excellence. Like, I wanted our team to operate in a spirit of excellence. Not that we're perfect, but just have a desire to do excellence.
The right
steam
way.
And our team was like that, like down to everybody. I'm like, I don't want to change teams. So that's it.
Yeah. Ladies, I have to tell you this, though, because even as I'm looking at this rug, right, you know I'm intentional with words. I remember having a conversation with B, and I said something about, well, do you want to say No For Sure podcast? And she said, no, I just wanted to say No For Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that No For Sure is not just a podcast.
Yeah.
And what we saw tonight, I really know, is the genesis of a movement. No For Sure is a movement.
Jesus.
So a podcast is just a very small sector under the umbrella of the No For Sure movement. And I want to tell y'all personally that I'm so grateful that y'all saw fit for me to be a part of the movement, the beginning of this movement.
I wish y'all could hear that poem.
Ooh,
Jesus.
When she read it to me when we were downstairs in our room, I was like, I had to walk away from her. I had to take a break. I'm like, I'm going to cry before we get on stage.
Good, it was so good.
I had goosebumps. So, like, again, like I said on stage, like, thank y'all for just choosing us and letting us to be a part. You said something during the podcast that, like, it just made it all click. You were like, every single thing we've all done up until this moment.
Let us hear.
Prepared us for this.
What?
I posted those bar mitzvahs.
Radio.
Radio, all of that got us to this point. You know what I mean? Every part of our journeys brought a, you being a viral poet. Knowing how to move and speak with such conviction.
And we didn't you've been doing your thing as a poet, doing your thing as a host. We didn't have to tell y'all what to do. We trusted y'all. I didn't need to see, hear the poem. I didn't need to go through the walkthrough.
You were like, Brie, you know what you're going to say? I'm like,
I said, Brie, you got 10 minutes.
Do what you do.
You know, so just trusting our friends to walk in their gift.
I think you guys really, when you guys talk about friendships, like, it's not for the cameras. Like, we are really friends we really sew into each other. And for you guys to do your first show and have your friends and your family here, like, y'all could have called anybody. Y'all could have called celebrities and hired people and had big, big names.
They didn't
answer.
We called.
Oh, so we were second fiddle. No.
Well, it wasn't. We always knew we wanted y'all on stage. Our village and people that we knew. Okay, our friend knows how to host and she has a gift. Why are we booking a host? Right. And mind y'all, not booking. Of course, we want to give y'all money and pay for y'all. And that is coming when we have the budget. And we, but y'all, they didn't get paid for this.
They wanted to be a part of it.
They wanted to be a here. Part of it. And we didn't make.
I was going
to
be here whether I was hosting it.
Right.
We was going to be in the audience regardless.
But we didn't make a dollar off of this show. Not
we
a dollar.
We didn't make a dollar off of this show.
We sold out in 2 days and we said, bet.
We're using
that money and making them have an experience so we can plant the seed of this vibe and this energy and that spirit of God and excellence being in arenas.
But you know we're going to do that. Seriously, though. I mean, I watched you take it seriously, both of y'all. Like, we're on vacation. She's like, you go paddleboard, sweetie. I got to get on this.
Brie's like, you want a mimosa? I'm like, yeah, girl, but I'm on the Zoom.
I think that God trusted y'all, too. You know what I mean? And knowing that y'all would take it so seriously. And shout out to Ben. Like, never met Ben before today.
Y'all's vibe was great.
It was.
He's so dope.
I was like, whenever you want to do something, call me.
I'm available.
He was so fun. Yeah. It was dope. Y'all knew.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I want to ask before y'all go, because I just... when you're the artist and you're on stage, well, y'all obviously performed tonight. Y'all were on stage, but sitting back like the podcast, how did that feel from the outside looking in? Because when we're in it,
you don't know.
We see it so different. They were screaming. Yes, they were happy to be there. Yes, but I want to know y'all's experience just looking at it from the outside looking in.
To be honest, I felt like I was watching two people being in their element.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It didn't seem planned. It didn't seem over-scripted. It didn't seem rehearsed. It seemed like I'm genuinely watching two people operate in their God-given element. That's how it felt. Honestly.
For me, I was genuinely like, I know y'all. So, like you said, it was your natural element. I know how y'all gonna be. I know y'all's spirit. I know Megan gonna say something that's gonna hit me deep. I know Megan gonna, B gonna bring me back up and make me laugh.
Make us laugh.
And cry. You know what I mean? But I was just blown away by the energy of the audience and the supporters and how hard they ride for y'all.
It's crazy.
Like, I'm like, some of y'all flew here, drove here, got here on a paddle boat.
Hitchhiked.
Like, we're gonna
some
be
of y'all hitchhiked. They were crying. I saw people literally in tears. I'm like, just crying. Just when y'all walking out, I'm like, they didn't even say nothing yet. Just in tears.
And I'm like, y'all are so blessed and so grateful to have support like that. And just people who genuinely see y'all how we see y'all. You know what I mean? So that's what I saw from, like, as soon as I got to the side, I told Vina and Quay, I'm like, they're like, you did so good. I'm like, that crowd is crazy. That's a crowd.
Me and Brie were backstage. I was like, geez, they are lit.
Good. Shout out to Shane Gang and everybody that was in the building.
Shane Gang is the best fam.
Y'all, if y'all aren't on Patreon, y'all better get y'all subscription because that is who was in this room. They bought all the tickets.
All the Patreon. I'm talking about Patreon was all the floor. I was like, Patreon at the top. Patreon was at the top. It was all Patreon. I don't think they left any room for nobody
else. It was nobody else.
I'm like, who here not Patreon?
You guys should really, really be proud though, because there's one thing to have fans, but what you guys are building is a community.
Real community.
We love y'all.
Thank you for stopping by.
Proud of y'all.
It's the post show.
We're going to turn up when we leave.
I'll be waiting in the back.
She said, I'll be in the back.
No, we are. Don't leave. Don't leave.
We're going to
Cheetah. Love y'all.
Are we?
I don't know.
I'm going to sleep.
No, you're not, Brie.
Brie.
Love you.
Don't leave. We love you,
Brie. You better not.
That Bree.
You better not.
Bree gotta go home. That was Bree Renee from the A and Ernestine Johnson Morrison. We love you guys.
Man, this crazy.
This is crazy. And the fact that y'all, like, we literally had an idea. We were like, what if we hop off stage?
And go pod.
And we're getting addicted to it.
No, seriously, it's like pod. Now we got a pod.
Now we got a pod. Because we wanted to, man, you're annoying. We wanted to pod in real time for you guys so y'all can have the energy. Yes, we could have podded in a week.
No, we had to do it like now.
We wanted to do it in real time to get the real energy of the impact. And just tell y'all about the live show if you missed it, because maybe tomorrow we on the jet to Cabo. You feel me?
Buen voyage. Is that it?
Buen voyage.
Go get money.
Rivederci.
For sure, even.
Y'all did it. Hey, how you doing?
Welcome back to the podcast. Everybody that has been on the couch so far has been on the podcast. But welcome back, Ben the Don.
Yeah,
Ben
welcome the Don.
What was your episode?
35.
You know your number.
Clear mind and a purpose.
Oh. Okay, man.
Y'all remember that motherfucker? Y'all killed it, man. I'm so proud of
you. You killed it. They loved you. You did so good.
Could they seen my episode already. They was already ready.
It was just good.
We had a good time. We was just up there vibing.
Yeah.
Couch was comfortable, so I made myself at home.
I love the energy you brought, because it wasn't like too holy.
Yeah.
It was a little ghetto, and it's like the ghetto ones was out there.
Exactly. Yeah. They was in there.
They was in there.
I said, I thought y'all were Patreon. They don't give a damn.
But we in there. Yeah, in there. Yeah. But me and you, we started, I met Ben through, obviously, Instagram, his skits, but stand-up. We did stand-up together.
B took me on my first stand-up tour. It was me, B, and Desi.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Our first show was in New York in Times Square.
Crazy. That is crazy. And was it Caroline's?
Caroline's.
Oh, my God.
That was the first show I ever did.
So this is full circle.
Crazy.
Full circle.
Crazy.
How did you feel up there?
It's so dope to see y'all from the beginning, but then, to not only know y'all personally, but to know y'all through... I got put on by a girl in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, even if I didn't know y'all, I would still be affected by it in some way.
Yeah. Ben would text me like, "She watching this podcast again, bro." Yeah, he said, "Stop saying Jesus."
That's how it would be.
He would be sending me clips like, "I'm in the
always
room."
I always do that. But it's crazy to see like the real deal influence. Like y'all got like a cult, like.
Don't folk, say it's a cult.
Folk really, like y'all got like the rearmy. Y'all got a beehive, all that. Y'all got to know for sure.
The know for sure.
That's crazy.
Come on now. I might have said some. Write that down. Know for sure.
The KFSers.
Yeah,
know
for real. How y'all felt about it?
I feel good. I feel like I'm still in. I feel like I'm still in shock.
Yeah, I feel like we did something really, really amazing.
Yeah.
But I feel like okay.
I feel like it was a birth of an impact. Yeah, like, y'all have no idea. Like
the birth of impact.
Come on now.
We have no idea.
Come on now. Little phrases like that, I'm good for. So if anybody looking for good phrases, birth of an impact.
The birth of an impact?
Nah,
seriously,
for real, though. I mean
that's
it,
what
though.
It feels that's good.
Like, y'all got to understand, it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Like, it's only going to, this is still, like, right here.
Our little baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wait till arenas.
It's coming.
But the fact that we have people in our lives, like Ben and Bree and Ernestine and like people who are like, whatever y'all need, let
whatever
me show up. Like, I'll pull up
need.
On you. Like Ben was like, I'm pulling up on y'all whenever you need it.
What? Like, Ben flew in for this. Or EJ, as soon as she got here, she was like, what you need? What you need? Bree was like, y'all good?
Yeah,
like y'all are performing too. Y'all going on stage.
But just to be like, they are highly successful in their own right. Like they
in
don't
their
have
own
to
fields,
do this.
Yeah.
Like, for you to just show up and be there for us and be supportive. And then, like, every single time I saw Ben, I'm proud of y'all.
What?
Y'all killing
Come
it.
On, no.
Like, that just means I'm still, I think that I'm still in shock of that.
Yeah.
Like, I love our supporters, but our family who came, like,
our village.
That just, I'm still in all of that.
Yeah. So, we love you.
We love you.
I ain't see this as like, because, you know, when we get to what we doing, we be like, motherfucker ain't paying me. Motherfucker ain't taking care of this.
Right.
I don't give a...
No, but Van did walk in. He said, I told them I wanted snacks in my room. Megan
went off.
Stormed out of the... She said, I'll be right back. I said, fuck.
Well, in 10 minutes, I had every snack that you could possibly think of. Shit I ain't asked for.
Shit I was allergic to.
It was white people muffins in there, too, that... y'all might have scratched it out, but it was all type of cookies. I really asked for yellow M&M's, and I said a bunch of good snacks, but I got them.
You asked for yellow M&M's?
Come on now.
the yellow pack or only yellow
M&M's? Yellow pack.
Oh, I was about to say, if you asking for yellow M&M's.
Come on, now, I ain't there yet now. A couple more of these hostings, I'm going to be there. Yellow M&M only, not the pack.
The pack. The actual M&M that goes in my mouth can only be yellow.
I need somebody with gloves to pick them out. Else I ain't coming.
Not the pinky. I can't stand
you. You look good, too.
You look so good.
Shining, player.
You know, it's that glow. Sink.
We love you. Thank you, Ben.
Don't leave.
We finna go blow it down.
Okay.
We finna go. This is why y'all don't need to have me on the thing.
I love y'all. Love you, Ben. Oh my gosh, y'all.
Man, we had our parents here.
Our parents? Tell them about the moment before we went on stage.
Man, we had our parents pray. So my mom is been in ministry my whole life. And Braylon's dad is a pastor and Shekinah's dad is a pastor. And I don't even know how long we had this vision of them praying with us and over us before we went out to the show. Hey, Desi.
Hey.
And they did that. And I kept my cool pretty much the whole day.
Yeah.
But man, when my mom started praying and then Shekinah's dad prayed,
then my Megan's mom prayed,
and then your
then
dad,
my dad
I
prayed.
Lost it, man. I was just like, I could not. And then afterwards when Vina came up and they wanted to give us our flowers and all of our family, my kids were up there and I just could not. That like impacted me the
most. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
You're such a family person. You showed me the importance of that. You know, you're really tight, like, come to my house. We about to make s'mores.
I'm sure.
Megan, I'm tired. Oh, you can sleep in my house. We are going to make s'mores tonight.
And you're going to like
you
it.
You committed. You said we're making s'mores. We're making s'mores.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, what the importance of that is very evident.
Yeah.
You know, building community.
That was just, like, such a big moment.
Yeah. We
had
to talk about our compound.
We're going to talk about
that. Okay.
Desi here.
Here.
Please, the gum.
Well, you're all on the mic. And these are professional mics. And I know they can hear you smacking on
that
Spotify.
Gum.
Really?
Give me the gum.
Can I hear
Spit
you?
It out,
Desi. Seriously.
Back here?
Here.
Yes.
I wasn't smacking that hard.
Yes, she was.
Here. I was just smacking. I wasn't smacking.
Desi Banks.
Man.
How you feel?
Desi B.
We didn't even see you before the show.
I saw you real quick. He saw my dad.
He
spoke real quick.
I saw everybody.
Aww. Thank you for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
You hopped up there.
I did.
They was cheering for you. They said, Desi's here? You should have did a little stand-up set, 10 minutes.
Slow down.
He said, slow down there, young buck.
But no, I'm very proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks, like, Desi.
This was a different experience. I did the podcast before, but to see it live.
What was different about it?
The atmosphere, the love.
The atmosphere,
the people. To see that you have the love outside of the comments that you see on the YouTube. This was real.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got people that love you for real.
Yeah.
And no matter what you go through, they love you.
Yeah.
And some came to my spirit too, like, you know, with y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all met for a reason. I feel like y'all both was going through something at the same time.
Mm.
And God said y'all needed each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, to put that purpose out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all both got stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, the story that y'all have right now is
it's crazy.
Elevating to the world and it's helping a lot of people out there. You
Thank
know what I'm saying?
You.
So to see just what y'all doing is just so it's inspiring.
Yeah.
And y'all never gave up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a part of y'all story, too. Like, y'all never gave up all the stuff that y'all went through.
I'm like, because I wanted to.
Because, baby, there was one moment where we were like, well, should we just...
We can just do something else.
I can do hair.
I can do makeup, babe. We can do makeovers.
We can do makeovers.
It could be no-for-sure makeovers.
No-for-sure makeovers.
We do not need to do this.
Yeah.
But y'all did.
Thank you.
What y'all was supposed to do.
Thank you for pulling up, hopping on stage and all that.
It's love. It's love.
Yeah.
We love you.
And I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you, Desi.
And keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
We not.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was a great idea. Tonight, I witness history. to sew this thing out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure y'all going to take it on tour.
On tour.
Yeah. Why not? So if y'all, if they come to a city new y'all, man, make sure y'all pull up and come see something really dope, you know, really inspiring, man. If you got a purpose out there, they're going to help you find that purpose.
Mm. All right, Desi, don't.
What?
They're going to help you find that purpose. Give us a second.
God said do it.
Oh, what did he say?
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Now.
No, for sure.
No, for sure.
You better.
For sure.
That's what it's about.
Love you.
We love you.
Thank you for stopping by, D.
Do not leave.
That's all I had to say.
Don't leave.
I won't leave.
Don't leave the building.
I'm here forever.
Leave the couch.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever. We love you.
Love you, Desi.
Y'all, people just pulling up. This is like crazy.
It's like...
So this year, I wanted to be really intentional and aware about the products that I put in my hair and my children's hair. So I decided to go with the Dove Crown Collection because of their longstanding dedication to the Crown Act, which they co-founded in 2019. The Crown Act ensures legal protection against discrimination-based, race-based hairstyles. With this, they've had over 90 grassroots events and 340,000 petition signatures. You guys, I love it when a company makes it clear about the values and they stand on it. When I decided to go with the Crown Collection, it was a no-brainer. These products are plant-based, no parabens, no dyes, and it's color safe. My wash day routine is super simple. I use the Scalp Care Shampoo, which cleanses my scalp of any buildup, and it supports the health of my scalp. Next, guys, I use the Hydration Restore Conditioner. This conditioner moisturizes my hair, it reduces any dryness, and it adds vitamins B3 and prebiotics. Lastly is my favorite part, you guys. I love to use the Restore Strength Leave-In Conditioner and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum. You guys, this adds vitamins and natural oils to my hair, protects it from any styling damage, adds nourishment, and it strengthens my hair. Dove didn't just think of us, but they also thought of our kids, you guys. They have an amazing hair care line for our children with coils, curls, and waves with their Dove Hair Love Collection. You guys, it has moisturizing shampoo, nourishing conditioner, 2-in-1 detangler and refreshing spray, and styling curl cream. Now, I have 3 boys. They have 3 different hair textures, and what I love about this collection is that it covers all 3 of them, and what's really cool is that each bottle has an affirmation with a child that my children can identify with. I am obsessed, you guys. Not only is it paraben-free, tear-free, but it smells amazing, like a warm coconut cookie. Guys, it was so good, I had to try it myself. It is so important that we build our kids' self-esteem and give them the confidence they need to be positively represented in this world. So you guys, if you're on a natural hair care journey like me and my children, you know how important it is to embrace your hair, embrace your curls, embrace your coils, and embrace your waves. And with the Dove Crown Collection and the Hair Love Collection, this is going to give us all the confidence that we need to show up in this world unapologetically us. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Everything we said we wanted to do, we did.
We did.
And I want to talk about that for a second, just a testament to when you know what you want, don't let anybody tell you it cannot happen.
Not even you.
Not even you.
Because sometimes you're in the way. You so, are the weapon formed against you.
That, what?
Sometimes you be the weapon formed against yourself.
I was looking around today. I was like, so many things that they initially said no about that we fought back on were there.
We got. Yeah.
And we made it happen. And we made it in anything from something small to the stairs.
Yeah, to the
we
stairs.
We want to walk out the back.
Yeah.
We know our vision. We know what we want. Yeah. We know the energy we want to bring. When you know what you want and you have a vision, don't let anybody take that from you.
And hold tight to that. When God gives you a vision, when he imparts something into you, don't let go of that.
Yeah.
And don't take no for an answer. Yeah. Never relent on that. And just be like, I know what God showed me. And I want that. And we saw us coming from the back. We saw it. You remember at first I was like, I didn't care.
No.
And then I said,
because I wanted to. You're like, it don't matter. And then Megan, something texted me.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, we have to come from the back.
She's like, I saw it. I was like, okay. Because I did that in my comedy shows. And I was like, that would be so dope if we came from the back instead of just walking on the stage. Megan's like, And then she saw it.
I saw it.
And she texted me like, we have to walk through the back.
And they made it happen.
Shout out to our team, man. Our team, J&F, Aaliyah, Natalia.
Shekinah,
her sister, Jordan. Cool Kids, Baby J, Amani, Chris.
My son.
Your son.
My little cousin, Christian. They were back there doing merch. Everybody.
Carla, the production team.
Aaron, Jay. I'm like, who else are we forgetting?
What? Everybody. We love,
my friend Ashley, who came from Ohio, she was running errands today.
Running
everybody.
Around.
Everybody.
I said a toothbrush.
And some toothpaste.
And some toothpaste. I bet it was in that dressing room.
It was there. We need fans. We had 2. It's like everything.
We were hot. Yeah. I said, I need a fan. They brought 2. just. But that's what it's about, you know.
We got another guest on the couch. Mr. J. Morrison.
Mr. J.
Yay. Oh, this is your intro. You've never been on the never been on podcast.
Yeah, I'm one of the newbies.
He's one of the newbies.
This is Ernestine's husband, you guys. He is amazing. If you don't already follow him,
Mr.
check him
J.
out.
Morrison.
Tell us about your experience and what you got from the show tonight and just overall, like, obviously, you're in the industry. You know how productions and stuff go, but your personal, especially as a man, looking from the outside in.
I love the, just walking in, seeing the line, the walkthrough, the crowd, so many women that you're empowering. And I'm like, this is an army.
Not an army.
But no, the cool part, what I think I said to Shekinah's dad, is it Jan?
Pastor Jan.
Yeah. Pastor Jan, was that, like, ministry is where I told you. Ministry, it's like really a ministry. Mm. But the cool part is that we know that God doesn't judge us off, like, our mistakes and all that. Because he already told us we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall short.
Yeah.
But he judges us off our continence and our heart. Mm. And, like, what you all are doing is you're bringing people so much closer to him. In unconventional ways. Yeah. It's like new church.
Yeah.
It's like, we could curse, we could crash jokes and all that, but the heart of it, the root of it is so pure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just watched how so many women from the crowd, from Bree, from Ernestine to you all, were just empowered and uplifted and just feeling better. Yeah. And then his production value was just A1. Yeah. So,
fire. Thank you. I love hearing male's perspective, just watching it. And like you said, who we are, like, you curse, you can do that. And it's not that we're intentionally, like, whatever, but being yourself in that
being
moment.
Being yourself.
Right. Whoever you are in that moment, you can still love God. And loving God can be cool and be lit. And, yes, you want to change and get better, but do it at your pace with him. And
be authentically you.
To who you are.
Yeah. Who says what's better? Because you could not curse ever in life and be a horrible person.
Yeah. Right.
It's the heart.
You
it's the
go
heart.
To church
the
every
heart.
Sunday.
It's the heart.
But still be abusing your kids at home.
Yeah. It's the heart.
It's the heart.
It's the heart.
So you all's heart showed heavily through it. And I like it because, you know, I focus on a lot of, like, men's mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, all right, I got the guys, but who got the girls?
Who got the women?
Right. Who's uplifting them? So when I saw y'all, I was like,
we're gonna make it together.
Our community has a chance.
Yes.
We have hope.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So if you can empower queens, but empower kings, you got to empower families.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that's what our I said it today when we had to do some interviews earlier, and I was like, you know, I think one of our goals is to really restore the soul of our culture, and restore the soul, like, really capture the mind, the will, and the emotions of the culture.
Of the restoration. Culture.
Yeah, restoring it back to its original state, which is what God gave us, you know, and really focusing that intention back to him.
Yeah.
And,
and
like she said, doing it in our authentic self now. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all will see us grow. Y'all will see us evolve. Like, whoever you are in that season, be that person. Constantly get better, but be who you are. And that's why we have the audience we have, because we're authentically ourselves, you know? So
not pretending to be.
I'm not perfect. I know I'm very aware. I'm working on my mouth, you know, but y'all going to watch me go through that.
Yeah.
But those flaws and that vulnerability and transparency is what connects people, and why you have a 1,000 sold out so much. Because, like, you know what? They're not so high and mighty and so out of touch. They're just like me.
They're just like me.
And that really connects. And I think that, I was thinking about this. You know, I'm mad deep, right? So, I'm thinking about this, look at the crowd, and I'm like, you know, I always say that our community needs black men to step up to repair the community, and we do. We have a rightful place to protect and provide and lead the community. But I'm like, if our women create a higher standard and they not allowing no poop-puck any old
dude in the family. When I say that's what Megan has been saying so much lately, she's like, black women, we need to take leadership in and, like, really heal and grow.
I really believe it starts with us. I really do. Like, I really, not that men should not
lead
as well and take their rightful place and responsibility, but I really believe that when women make up their mind about something, things change.
And you all are the prize for us.
Yeah.
So if that prize is
has
elevated.
A standard. If that prize has a standard, I have to meet that standard to win it.
To win it.
Right. So if black men know I can get exactly what I want from you without even bringing anything to the table in any kind of way, then we got what we got right now.
Yep. Yep.
But if we got to step our game up every time we want to approach a woman that's of value,
now the whole community elevates.
It's stepping up. And that's why it's so important as women, too. We hide ourselves in God. Like, we hide ourselves in him. So that way, if
what
a
you
man,
mean by that?
What I mean by that is really submerge yourself into God, your heart, your emotions, your purpose. If you hide yourself, any man that's trying to get you has to go through him.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? Like, any, if you really are hidden in him, anybody that got to get that can get to you has to go through him. And I don't want no man that's not going through my father first.
Yeah.
Like, when a man asks for, when a man wants to, you know, in traditional ways, when a man wants to marry a woman, he has to ask the father.
The father.
Right.
Permission. And spiritually, it's like, as women, if we can just take a moment and really focus on our vertical relationship with him.
Yep.
And knowing who we are and hiding ourselves in him, then men have to, if they want the prize, they have to go through him.
They have to.
To get to me or to get to us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's important.
That's
and
good.
That's what I want this to be.
Yeah.
Like, I want people, I want women to really focus on this relationship.
Yeah.
Focus on that internal relationship. Focus on your platonic relationships. Get that solid. And any man that's for you.
Yep.
Ain't nothing going to stop him. Proof of desire is in the pursuit.
Yeah.
If you really want that, ain't nothing going to stop you.
Because now you're preparing yourself for a husband. That's what my wife always says. Or you're not trying to get a husband.
You're just preparing yourself.
And then as a man, like, many times we want women to submit to us, but we don't submit to the father. So it's like,
I cannot submit to you unless you submit to him.
Period.
That's the only way.
It's the only way.
And if we all raise that standard within, you know, our communities, like, it's we have a better community, better nation, better world, better mankind, all that. So I just applaud y'all work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We
love you,
Mr. J.
Mr. J in the building.
Thank you for stopping by.
No, for sure.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. What a day.
What do you feel like? I'm
like, I just can't believe that it's like,
I can't believe I didn't cry and boohoo and pass out.
Well, I'm happy you didn't
do that. I'm happy, of course. I'm just like, I kept it together. There was a few moments, like we said, the prayer with our parents and there's certain on stage talking about certain things. I got a little emotional, but I kept pulling it back. I usually don't pull back. I just let loose. You know, but
you want some water?
Thank you. I'm so proud of you, bro. I was looking on you like this as on that stage. I'm like, look at her. What are pumps?
With my pumps,
looking good. You look so good.
So do you.
We killed it. I'm just thinking about all the stuff we did to get to this moment.
Yeah, I think it hasn't hit yet because it's still like that adrenaline is still going. Mm-hmm, like, okay, I'm like, did we forget something? Like, I'm just going through all the things in my head. I'm like, man, like, did you know? And especially for our supporters, I'm like, I just hope they, you know,
felt impacted. Yeah,
I know they did.
Yeah, I know they did. And that was our ultimate goal, for people to leave feeling something, whatever that. Yeah. That is, feeling God, feeling impact.
Yeah.
Feeling like they got their money's worth. And I just hope people, kind of. Did a lot of people do the activations? They did?
Yay.
Okay, we had activations in the lobby. And, you know.
The biggest thing, too, is like, and that's why I'm so big on, like, our supporter, like, not our supporters, but, like, our family.
Yeah.
Because they get, you know, like I said, they get the worst of us. You know what I'm saying? And for them to be proud of us, that means everything to me.
That means everything. My dad just texted me. He's back at the Airbnb. He left with his wife. And I'm like, yo, like, that's it.
Like, our parents. My mom is, like, not an emotional person, and she cried. And so, you know, for her to be like, you know, I'm just so proud of y'all. Like, that is just a big deal
to me.
It's
a big deal.
Because they see us at our worst.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when people who are in close proximity to you see you at your worst and still choose to love you.
Jesus.
That is just a big deal. Like, our supporters, they get the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
We force ourselves to be amazing for them. We force ourselves to be like
happy when we're not.
Yeah, but like with our family, we don't do that. Yeah. You give the worst of you to the people that you're the closest to. So for them to be like,
they see all of you.
Even our team, like our team doesn't get the best of us all the time. For them to still show up and be excellent and still give 1,000% in everything that they do, like that, I feel more impacted by like that is blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah. In like, the village we have built, the fact that we pulled this off in every single, like, they had earpieces, they had walking, like, they were walking in their motherfucking
gifts. It was like crazy.
J&F, Shekinah, like, y'all was like.
Aaliyah.
Shout Carla out to popped Aaliyah. Up. Y'all, shout came. Out to Carla.
Yo, we were like, we need you now. She's like, I am taking a nap.
Carla was taking a nap.
We were like, get here now.
I said, Carla, please. She said, I'm getting up. Pulled up, helped us with our, because we wanted it to be, y'all, we didn't do the topics until today.
Yeah.
Because we wanted it to be organic, just like we do when we pod. We go over the topics in the moment, figure out what we're going to talk about, and we make the conversation organic. It wasn't like we had a whole game plan about what we were going to talk about on the live show.
Yeah, man.
But.
Like, everything was just, I don't know. It's just like, wow, God, you really did that. Like, everything that we've always said we wanted this to be a family thing, like a family business.
Yeah.
And your dad
that's
was
that's what
here.
It's turning into.
Like, you know
our
what
parents
I'm saying?
Our got parents. On the mic on the stage. I was like, look at them. Pastor Greenfield, Miss Yvette,
Minister
Yvette, Pastor Yon.
It's like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, and like my kid, like, you know, Caleb was on the side of the stage.
Caleb was on
good.
The side of the
and
stage.
Jonah and Eli.
Caleb
like,
was chilling too.
Chilling.
The whole show.
He's like, I always knew this.
I've been seeing it.
He was just chilling.
Y'all had no idea.
It's just all of it. And like, you know, Baby Jay and Imani and Chris at the merch. Like, just, I don't know. I'm just like blown.
And the things they did today and the little fires they had to put out that we don't even know about. You know?
It's just like, we are blessed.
Blessed. And shout out to Aniko.
Aniko was, oh my God.
Aniko, we love you.
That was a surprise at the end.
Performed.
They had no idea that. That Aniko was coming and
they came out
and
killed it. Did so, King's so affirmation at the end. So we just wanted to do this live post pod.
Cause listen, baby, in about 24 hours,
sweetie,
she kind of said, baby.
She kind of said, I can.
She kind of said,
early.
I
she said, I cannot wait to get on that jet. We're getting a jet tomorrow. We're taking our, you guys, how cool is it that we get to take our team on a trip? That's cool. That is cool to me.
That's cool.
That's cool. And that's Jazz cool. said, excuse me, what?
Yeah. Like that's, and that's how much we care about our team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they deserve that.
Work hard, play hard.
They deserve that. We deserve that, shoot. I deserve a vacation. You deserve a vacation. We deserve it.
Tomorrow, I will be sipping mimosas in a thong on a beach.
Ooh, Jesus.
I don't know about a thong, but.
You don't even have swimsuits.
Fuck.
You have zero swimsuits. We were supposed to go to Target.
Well, what you got?
Nothing for you.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
We'll see about that.
You better go to Target first thing in the morning.
Don't play, baby.
I'm just so thankful.
Yeah. I'm thankful to everybody that bought a ticket and. Y'all's energy set the tone, too. Like, everybody that was in that audience, we heard y'all roaring.
Can we just hold on? Can we just shout out to Rob real quick, who came and just, he came just to support us and ended up having a walkie, I don't know.
This man Rob had a walkie-talkie like in his ear.
Stage manager.
Megan,
he's like, talent out. Flying in, talent flying in.
He walked out and said, Megan said, all right, stage manager. When he walked out, I said, well, bitch, he's doing great.
And she's like, he's doing great.
He's doing phenomenal. Does he need a job?
He's on the team officially.
That's our friend. He want to be an actor. He over here, all right, y'all have 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 60 seconds.
He was like, I need the mics now. Oh, my God. I was like, he's
like,
doing
I'll
great.
Go get them myself. He came back with the mics.
I'm just saying, though, that's the type of people that we surround ourselves with.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is lazy. Everybody's here to serve.
Everybody is here to serve. And they understand the importance of serving.
Yeah.
And they see the bigger picture. And, you know, it's mutual.
Yeah.
Y'all serving, we not leaving nobody behind.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, it's mutual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
so
is great.
We did it.
We did it, man. Yeah, for sure. It's starting to wear off.
It's wearing off.
Wearing off.
Wearing off. It's 12:30 at night.
Are we paying for this?
We Jesus. Probably paying overtime. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing pretty good on time.
No, we're doing pretty good.
We did good. Pretty good.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of our team.
So,
woo, I love Jesus. You. The merch is out. By the time y'all get this.
Hopefully by the time they get it, it's sold out. They gonna be getting this the Wednesday after the live show.
Dang, they may not be getting no merch. Jazz, how's it looking? Are they getting merch by the time this comes out next week? Probably not.
Okay. This episode comes out next Wednesday. Are they gonna have merch?
Probably not.
What?
It will be sold out.
Oh, it will be sold out.
It'll be gone.
It will?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If there is merch, good luck. If there's no merch, there's no merch. I'm sorry, y'all.
Just come to the live shows.
Lord, have mercy.
You have to wait to the next collection.
Well, we love you guys.
We love y'all. We're about to go just hug and kiss our people.
Yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, we love y'all.
Did y'all get flicks of this?
What do we know for sure?
Oh, what do we know for sure? I know for sure that if you have a vision, don't let anybody tell you it can't be done.
Yeah.
Whatever you see, make it come to light. And you surround yourself with people around you that believe that even if they don't see it, if they do see it, great. But even if they don't see it, they support your vision. They're like, all right, she saw it. She has the vision. I'm going to help her make it come to light. Yeah. And then you show them what can be done.
Yeah.
And we do that in different ways with each other. Yeah. We don't always see what everybody else is seeing. But tonight, that was the living proof that, like, okay, you have a vision. We talked about this rug. We talked about a flower on every seat. Everything we talked about happened. Yes, little things didn't, but those things don't matter. Mm-hmm. Every single thing that we had a vision for, that we saw in our mind, we made it come to life. Yeah. If you have a vision, I know for sure, if you see it in your mind and God has given you that vision, it can happen in the flesh in real time.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying no to is never stopping, buddy. We're in
never
this forever.
Stop, we're in it.
We're sorry.
In this forever.
We're going to be 70. Like,
what do you know for
what
sure?
What do you know for sure?
Jesus.
So we're never stopping this. We love you guys.
I know for sure the power of community.
Community.
I think that was evident tonight.
Tonight.
Like, the community, not just our personal community, but our KFS family community. Like, there's power in community. And that, like Ben said, the birth of a, what did he say?
What did Ben say? That birth needs to be the episode title.
Yeah, birth
the
of
birth
a,
of an impact,
impact,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, the birth of an impact.
This was the birth of an impact.
It really is. It really was. And I'm so, yeah, I'm just in awe.
Yeah.
What am I saying no to for sure? I'm saying no to just never stop dreaming.
Yeah.
Never stop seeing.
Yeah. If you can see it, it can happen.
See it. Visualize it. Write it down.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Write it down and go for it.
Yeah.
We're going to do that, period. Yeah.
The people that showed up for us tonight, thank you guys.
We love y'all.
From the team to the family to the friends to everybody that was on that stage, like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our energy is not low because
we're tired.
Not even just tired. I am overwhelmed too much
for sure.
That I'm just like
tired and in awe.
In awe.
I just feel like we just got off a stage.
Yeah, I just can't believe it happened.
Yeah.
I can, but I
yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah. It's wild. it's over. It's like, so now what?
It's like you want to do it again. It's like, do it again.
Playing the tour. Tour is coming, y'all. Tour is coming. We will see y'all on tour.
See y'all on the road.
Thank you.
And good night.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.
Before we go, you guys, I wanted to remind you again about the Dove Crown Collection. I am so excited to share with you guys this collection because Dove is encouraging women to wear their natural hair by making effective products and their continued support of the Crown Act. Reading the labels on products is so important, and with Dove, they have products that are plant-based, prebiotics, vitamins, zero sulfate, and they're paraben and dye-free. With the Crown Collection, Dove wants you to have strong curls, strong coils, and strong waves, and the freedom to wear your hair however you wish. If you're looking for products to start off with, I'm going to recommend the Scalp Care Shampoo, the Hydration Restore Conditioner, and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum with vitamin B3 and aloe extract. However you style and protect your crown, I encourage you to try the Dove Crown Collection and let us know what you think, KFS fam.